Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Before there's kids, there's relationships. And you gotta go through a lot of relationships. Oh. And Jenna?
She's just going through them, man. Going through those relationships.
Oh, yeah. And you know you have to truck on through. You gotta truck on through. Uh-huh. And sometimes you have a bad breakup. And you don't get to get everything back.
You leave something behind.
Yeah, this kind of, it's been a couple months now, but I was in a relationship and then I got dumped.
I heard.
Yeah.
And when I got dumped, I calmly, like, I had a lot of stuff there. So I calmly, kind of crying, but
did
calmly
you have your...
went and not to have a conversation, but like I had a bunch of stuff, like a bunch of dog stuff. And
did you have a drawer there? Like a drawer of the drawer girls get?
I had a section of a closet. I had a drawer in the bathroom.
Whoa.
I had a cabinet in the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah, and I tried
that's
to like
common law marriage.
I tried
right there.
To be good because you know how I'm like a clothes explosion all the time. I tried to be good about it and respect the space and not keep too much there. Yeah, I had like ample space. So I had a bunch of stuff. Obviously, it was stuff that I was wearing.
Yeah. That's why it's there.
Yeah.
Did he put it in a box and leave it out front?
I honestly, even right now, I went and got, like, all I had was a Whole Foods bag in my car, and that was kind of sad because I walked in with a paper bag and I only got what could fit.
Yeah.
And that was months ago. Well, then I realized that I think I left something that I do want. Because, you know, in the heat of the moment, you're like, just throw it away.
Just keep it.
Throw everything else away. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I feel like I looked through it and I was like, okay, I can't fit everything. Maybe I'll get more later. I don't need this, whatever, just get rid of it. But now I cannot find my favorite sexy bra.
Oh, no.
And this is the thing. I normally, it's not about money. I don't care. I'd go buy another one. But it was like over $100.
Ooh, girl.
And it's strappy and black. And I wore it all the time under everything. It was so cool.
Yeah.
And it's not available online anymore. So I'm like, what do I do? Because I've just kind of come to this realization. I'm not 100% sure that he has it.
Oh, he's
got
it.
But I'm like, what do you do when you're like, I want it back.
He's got it. It's in the box.
It's in the box.
We keep all the stuff, all the stuff from girls. We keep it in a box.
Really?
Yeah. You don't have a box? Well, no.
I don't have a box.
Of course you don't have a box. You've been married.
Yeah, he's been with Kinsey forever.
I got a box.
Of just ex-girlfriend stuff?
Yeah.
And they never come to get it?
Yeah, if they do, it's like a lost and found.
He's just like a lost
and found box.
Jenna, you might be in the lost and found
box. Phil's got a lost and found box, yeah.
No, a lot of guys do.
No secret.
I don't want to date a guy who has lost and found panties.
It's dumped and found.
If you live in an apartment, which I do, if your apartment has a pool, you might have a bikini or something in there. You probably have a scarf. You got
jewelry.
A ton of earrings.
Jewelry.
You got earrings,
like,
rings. Yeah.
Why? Ooh, why weren't you bringing anyone home that was wearing this?
Oh, my God.
You got a box.
Yeah,
I'm
a lot
so
of guys.
Out of the dating.
A lot of guys.
Every dude's got a box.
That's
so
crazy.
But you think it's totally normal and fine to be like, hey, do you have my hot bra? Because it's about time I start wearing that again, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could absolutely get your hot $100 bra back. I didn't even know there were that.
Shoes in
some
there?
Some of them can be.
Yeah.
Oh, some of them can be
makeup.
Super expensive.
Just to cover your boobs?
Just to cover. Yeah. Just to look
depends,
good.
It depends, you know.
Yeah.
Some of them are strictly for support, and some of them are to be seen.
Yeah.
And all that sheer clothing
you've
now.
You've seen me wear this one here because it's like real strappy. It has like straps across the chest, black.
Yeah.
Like it has multiple straps, and it's totally...
Yeah, there are bras that are made meant
to wear under sheer blouses and stuff.
So,
it's cool.
So do you want to call to ask about the bra? Do you want to send somebody to get the bra?
I'll get it.
Do you want to... Well, how do you want to get the bra? Or how do you... Whatever it is.
Send a photo of me in the bra and be like, hey, do you have this?
I'll take a picture of me wearing it and ask him if he has it.
In fact, you could join Jenna's book club written by Mike Hussey. Get the bra.
Well, kind of, I was thinking, I'm sure there's a lot of instances where you have an ex-best friend or an ex-boyfriend and you want something back, and it's kind of awkward. So I wanted to do this whole segment, I want it back.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hit it, Shannon.
I want it back, 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 back.
Now, we have to mix a couple boy bands in there.
Yeah, I got a few tweets that I have to read because I tweeted this morning. If you have something you want back and you want to tell us what it is, maybe an ex-best friend, an ex-boyfriend, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Sierra tweeted me and says, my boyfriend and I broke up when I lived in another city. He dropped everything off at my mom's house except a schoolgirl outfit I had, and I want it back.
Whoa.
Oh, Halloween's coming up.
Yeah, right.
You may need to wear that thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I have one for my 8th grade girlfriend.
What?
I gave her my Pop Warner jersey, my little game jersey from my football team.
You gave it to her.
Well, no, I left it at her house because she wanted to wear it. It was one of those where, like, the cheerleaders would get to wear it. And she never gave it back because she dumped me for Brian Davis. And it was, like, the jersey I wanted to give my kid one day.
Oh, Brian probably
like,
has it
one
right
of
now.
My first jerseys, and she never gave it back. So
you know Brian's got that.
Yeah.
Diane went on our Facebook page and she says she wants her tablet. Okay, I'll just read what she said. My tablet, my Brahmin purse, is that how you pronounce it? My scandal glasses and the diamond necklace and earrings he gave me for my birthday and took back.
Oh.
Now he wears the earrings.
Oh,
and the 587 days I wasted with him. That'd be nice to get back to.
Yeah.
That's not fair for a guy to take back presents when you break up.
No,
that's not right.
No presents.
No.
Amy says she wants her class ring. I had to give back the engagement ring, but he supposedly let the other girl that he cheated on me with throw it in the ocean.
Oh, no.
The engagement ring.
The class ring.
What a B to do that.
Ew.
The new
already got him.
Yeah. What a horrible. Why would you want to be with a girl that's that rude? Ew.
Dylan wants his innocence back.
Oh, yeah, you can't get that back.
But... And his super cute rainbow Converse.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Chuck has it pretty simple. Chuck wants his Super Nintendo back.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
She's keeping that.
Bro, just go buy a PlayStation.
Yeah, she's keeping that. She ain't getting it back. Yeah. She's mad at you.
What do you want back?
She probably already broke that thing for you.
I want it back.
I want it back. Cody, what do you want back?
Well, it's not something that I really want back. It's something I went to get back about 2 years ago. We had had an argument that morning. We had been arguing for a while, so we broke up. And I went up to get back a blanket and my clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving through a driveway. And I noticed a little itty-bitty bump, and I turned around, and her dog was laying in the middle of the driveway.
Cody, no!
You ran over her dog?
I panicked, and I threw my truck up in park, and I got out, and I said, oh, my God, Tiny, are you okay? And he was bleeding all over the place, and I picked him up, and I picked him up in my hands, and I ran back to the house, and I was trying to think of something to say to, you know, just kind of break the ice.
Break the ice.
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so what'd you say?
As soon as I rounded the house, there she was on the porch, and I said, oh, sweet God. And I couldn't think of anything else to say, and it sounds really harsh, but I looked at her, and I said, I just ran over your dog.
Oh, my God.
And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I panicked. I didn't know what to say. And
yeah.
I ended up, it turned out I ran over his head.
You don't need to be graphic, sweetie. Right. It's okay.
Oh, man, Cody.
You don't need to be graphic. Poor so man. Did you just tell her she could keep the blanket at that point?
No, I mean, she was like, here, you can have your stuff. I mean, she was upset. I understand she was upset.
Do you think?
And now I get a lot of crap everywhere I go. I mean, it's been almost 3 years ago, and even when I'm riding with my buddies or even my parents, when we're riding down the road and there's an animal on the side of the road, like, Cody's been here.
Oh, God. I'd stop telling that story.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those things.
Thanks,
like,
Cody.
You know, thank you for sharing that, but don't share that with anyone.
Don't share too much.
No.
Yeah.
You know, we're guys and we accidentally don't know what to share and what not to share.
All right, we're taking your calls on you wanting it back.
A little less serious
there
than that.
There was a little bump in the road right there.
A little less serious.
Here's another animal one, not as gruesome. Angie, go ahead.
Hey.
What do you want back?
What do you want back?
I want my horse back. I was with someone for 4 years, and after we broke up, they told me I couldn't have my horse back.
What, do you live in the Wild Wild West or something?
Tennessee, go figure, right?
You can have horses and not be a cowboy.
Well, I feel like a cowboy would steal your horse and never give it back.
But don't you, I mean, a horse is like property. I mean, you don't steal somebody's horse.
She has nowhere to put it, though.
Well, they said because they've been feeding it for a while, and it's been a couple months, and I don't really have anywhere to put it, but I can't get my horse back.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, and two
at least maybe you can get visitation.
And broke girls, they have the horse in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that.
I have gone and took some snacks and some apples without anybody knowing. So.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's nice of you, Angie. Well, good luck with your horse.
Thanks.
Shannon, would you like to do your horse as a goodbye for her?
That's kind of cruel.
No,
but
it reminds her of the good times. Go ahead.
This is for you, caller.
Angie.
Name I forgot. Mija.
Very good.
That was so sweet, Shannon.
Like a horse is in the room with us.
Yeah, man. I thought that was a horse. Sasha, what do you want back?
I want my chainsaw.
Yeah, no.
Yeah?
I don't think that's a good thing.
Shout out.
That's what I thought, too.
You what?
You what, babe?
Every girl needs her chainsaw, so I want mine back.
What do you need it back for?
What are you sawing?
Well, you know, winter's coming. You need some good firewood.
It's a chainsaw.
Yeah, right?
That'd be
what
uncomfortable.
What else would you use a chainsaw for?
If I was the ex, though, and, you know, the girl came back and wanted the chainsaw or maybe, like, my knife collection, I don't know how you'd do the handoff. Like,
not going to give you any of that.
I'd be scared, yeah. It'll be on the front porch.
Any weapons you are not getting back.
Right.
I'll take the chain off of the chainsaw to make sure.
Wow. Well, good luck getting your chainsaw back.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll get it back. I'm sure he's listening. He's like, yeah, you know what?
You think he?
I'll go, yes, Al. I did say that. Mm. Melissa, what would you like back?
I'd like my mom's umbrella back.
Okay.
Is it sentimental value?
Yes. Is that just because you want to communicate and get something
Ella,
back?
Ella, eh.
No, it's actually like a big company umbrella, and it's got her logo on it, and it's probably kind of expensive and not really mine for him to keep. We went out of town together, and I accidentally left it in his car. We got in a fight. I flew home and left the umbrella in the car, so I just want to get it back.
It must be a great umbrella if you flew somewhere with it, you know?
Dude,
well,
there's nothing like a great umbrella.
Together. I flew back.
Oh, one of those.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to get it back.
All right. Well,
no,
what's his name? Do you want to ask for it back right now?
I don't think that'd be a very good idea, especially if my mom's listening.
Yeah,
she
probably
doesn't
not.
Know.
Oh, okay.
Your mom doesn't know?
No, not yet.
What's your mom's name?
Okay. If your daughter's Melissa and you had a company umbrella.
Yeah. We know where it's at, ma'am.
Can't be that many of you. Yeah.
Her ex-boyfriend stole it. There, we fixed it, Melissa. You're welcome. All right. Let's go with... I don't know why that makes me laugh so much. Kathy, what would you like back?
My engagement ring.
Oh, where is it?
At a one-night stand.
What?
Hold on
okay,
one second.
Hold on.
So you went to a bar one night, met a handsome guy, went home, and you... left your engagement ring at his house.
Yes. But my fiancé and I had broken up. He had given me the ring, let me keep the ring.
Okay.
And it's a one-carat diamond.
Okay. But you were still
wearing it.
Yeah, around my neck on a necklace.
Oh.
And I took the necklace off at the one-night stand, and I left it there.
How long ago was this?
20 years ago.
Oh.
I mentioned it a little bit better.
What if that guy proposed to another girl with it?
Oh.
He probably did. Or at least pawned it.
No, I know most of his... I know his friends and group. And he is still not married.
Oh, it's Big Al?
Huh?
No.
Oh, it's not Big Al Mac? Okay.
No.
Well, right, there's still a chance there, Kathy. Maybe.
Good luck.
I don't know. I don't know if my husband would like it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
16 years, but yeah, I left my engagement ring from a former fiance at a one-night stand's house.
That's
a good story.
You can't get that one back. Thank you, Kathy.
Good story.
Probably gone for good, babe.
You want to tell the children?
At least she wasn't still.
We'll do one more here.
20
with
years ago, man.
Sarah, what would you like back?
I want my 3-foot-high Ernie from Sesame Street doll back.
Now, where'd you leave that?
I left it with my ex-husband. He kind of went a little crazy there at the end, and we had, like, a police escort take us to go get the last of my stuff, and I left my Ernie doll that I won when I was 5.
Sentimental value.
Police
he was
escort.
Sentimental. He kept me safe when I was a kid. I used to sleep with him all the time.
I have a feeling if police were involved, he's not giving the Ernie back.
Yeah.
Is your ex's name Bernie, by chance?
Bert?
No.
Yeah, he has to get the names right to get Bert. Yeah.
Don't you hate it when you mess up a joke?
Yeah.
You know?
My ex wanted
her. I was so strong right there, Sarah, and I ruined it for you.
Bernie and Ernie, the big Sesame Street.
Isn't it Bernie and Ernie?
Bert and Ernie.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, we got
positive.
It. I don't know.
I couldn't be more positive of anything in my life.
Isn't it Bernie and Ernie, Sarah?
It's Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie.
All right. Thanks for getting my back.
My ex wanted the washer and dryer back so bad. I pulled up to the house, and she had, like, 3 guys over there waiting for me in the yard to get that washer and dryer. She got
it
back.
Expensive.
Yeah, you definitely want
to
get those.
She's trying
back.
To prove a point. 3 guys over there to get a washer and dryer.
Well, what, is she going to carry it?
3 guys. Yeah. Come on.
Let me try my joke again. Sarah, is your ex's name Bert?
No, unfortunately not.
There we go.
Can't even go with it.
Finally got
it. You know, and the person that just tweeted me, the new girlfriend's now wearing your brawl, doing unspeakable things in it.
Yeah, you do say brawl kind of funny.
Brawl. Bra?
Bra. You say,
bra.
Bra.
Bra. No, this person spelled it like fight, brawl.
Oh, brawl.
Don't tweet me that.
Well, she might be. Your neck.
Yeah, her boobs are way bigger than yours, Jenna. Yeah.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
Free Money Name Game.
It's your chance to win up to $1,000 with the Free Money Name Game.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a first name with an initial in it and a last name with an initial in it.
Most people do.
You can win.
You can win.
It's that simple. Now, we got to find two letters for that to happen, and we're going to do that by playing darts.
Yes.
Now, when you're the 13th caller, you'll score $500.
Automatic. Just by having these two initials that we call out.
Now, if you went on social media and you put in Free Money for Kid Nation within the last 24 hours, we'll double that to $1,000. But it has to have been completed before this.
Before now. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're doing it now, it's not going to count.
It'll count towards tomorrow.
It'll count towards
tomorrow.
It won't
count towards today.
So that's why you got to do it yesterday.
You have to do it yesterday.
Or an hour ago. Whatever.
Or an hour ago. That's fine.
Yes.
Mikey, you ready to spin that wheel?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right. It's gonna be May.
No? I'm gonna be. It was Kelly the first day. Jenna the second.
JC.
Me
you
again.
Get you again? Yeah, oh, you're so good.
2 days in a row.
Wow.
You know what? This is just getting you to feel good because later when we tear you apart for your performance in your movie, you'll remember the high you got from giving away money.
There you go.
By the way, my wife's not coming in the studio anymore because our daughter has a fever.
Aww.
So it'll be a phone thing. So. To all her fans that were coming down to say hello.
All right, here we go.
Funny.
All right, here we go. First dart.
Right,
that balloon's small.
Go for that one. What'd you get?
Pop and then one in the middle.
Well, I have extremely
accurate dart
throws
skills.
Going on.
First one is an S.
Oh, that's a good letter.
All right.
S.
I'm going to put it back up there.
Because
S is still in play.
Sexy.
But if one of your initials is an S, you are still in it.
Get on the running. Get ready to dial. Oh, you're putting the S way up there. That's fine. I don't know where you put it.
What are you aiming for?
Rejected.
Boom.
There you go.
What'd you get? Oh, I think I see it.
For my wife.
K.
We got a K and an S or an S and a K. If those are your initials. Congratulations. You could potentially win $500 if you're caller 13 at 1-800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
S-K-K-S. Sam Kennison.
Stephen King.
Keith Sutherland.
There you go.
Kristen Stewart.
Ooh, so many.
Good.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, that's a great one.
Kevin Smith.
Kesha.
You're right.
Sam Kennison. Did we say that
one already?
Yeah, I said that one
first.
I said that one.
Steve.
Kate Spade.
There you go.
Kate Spade. That's a good one.
There you go.
Oh, Steve Carell, SC. Anyway, those are the ones we could think of, famous people.
That was the best ones we've done so far, I think. Now,
and it happened to be you.
Yay.
KS is good.
That's a good.
SK, KS.
Simpson. Somebody Simpson. I don't know. Anyways,
yes.
Monday we had the world premiere for Need You Right Now by YouTube sensation and Dancing with the Stars contestant Bethany Mota. We radio world premiered it.
Kind of exciting.
Yeah.
And you hear that music in the background? That's not music. That's a man's mouth.
That's a mouth.
That's mouth music.
Yeah, that song's featuring Mike Tompkins, who's also a YouTube star. He's also back.
That's his voice making all those instruments. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that's nuts.
Now, Mike's famous for making every note of a song himself. He makes all the drum sounds, all the guitar sounds. He even sings, too, so he's super talented. Here is his latest mashup of Shake It Off by Taylor Swift and Pompeii by Bastille.
It's gonna be all right. And if you close your eyes,
this is all his mouth.
Do that.
I don't know how he does it.
He just did it.
That's how he does it. I can do that.
I would love to try this, but I have no patience.
Who's got time?
He's got a layer on.
No patience when it comes to putting all that together.
Individually and layer it. Yeah.
But we talked to Mike Tompkins on the phone, and here's Mike describing how he met Bethany Mota.
We we actually got introduced through Kevin Jonas, the oldest Jonas brother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've been friends with all those guys for a really long time and actually toured with them last year. And so Kevin had met with Bethany and her dad and found out that they wanted to make some music, and that's how a whole kind of connection got made.
And who would have thought that she ended up on Dancing with the Stars with that platform to help them out a little bit? You know, plus there's 7 million followers, over 7 million followers on YouTube.
It's all about the timing.
Yeah. And we heard the Bastille and the Shake It Off mix up. How long does it take them to make these videos?
Yeah, it's about 3 or 4 days from kind of start to finish. I'm pretty quick the way I work, so I like to keep it under 4 days.
If it's 3 to 4 days, for us, that would be about 2 to 3 months.
I mean, 2 or 3 years.
Dating him, and he's just sitting in a room making noises for days.
Would you be annoyed by a guy that just constantly is going...
Yes.
Not if he's getting paid.
Cha-ching. I bet he make that noise. Cha-ching.
Right. I guess if you turn it into, if it's at this talent, you turn it into
that's your job.
He can make the sound of making it rain.
I so want to do one of those so bad.
Be a tambourine.
Tambourine. How's that? That's hard.
Maybe.
Tambourine's hard.
Yeah.
Maracas.
Be a triangle.
Ping.
We could do this all day.
Good. It's entertaining for us.
Are you guys saving my noises for my song that
be
I'm going to make later?
Xylophone.
Xylophone.
Oh.
Zoom.
No. You know what a xylophone
boom,
does?
Boom, 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 boom.
No, it's like. Boom, 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 boom. It's got like. Boom.
It's hard to make this out.
It is.
It's because it's more like it's like the triangle almost. I can't do it.
Oh, the triangle, man.
I'm out on
you
the
You mastered
xylophones.
That, though.
Did you know that Mike Tompkins got to work with Timbaland?
No.
He works with on Jennifer Hudson's song, Walk It Out. And here he is describing his experience with Timbaland.
It was really good, yeah. I was only supposed to stay one day to work with him, and it ended up being 2 months.
Wow.
I learned so much from him, and it was such a crucial time in my kind of career, because I was kind of transitioning from like the engineer to an actual producer, and so he like to learn from him underneath one of the best producers of all time was and like it's invaluable. It was so huge for me.
Do you know how much time he probably saves not looking for an instrument online like the way that the other producers do? He's like, I need this noise. Got it.
What was that?
But you know
I don't
what?
Know.
But he would be a great guy to take with you if you're going to the going to get your car fixed, because you say my car is doing this, because he can mimic the sound
I
that your car is making.
Do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. You can hear the full interview at KidNation.com with Mike Tompkins. Cool
so
guy.
I'm trying to make it practical.
Let's give away some money though.
Money, baby.
Let's do it.
I threw some darts. Got the letters S and K. It looks like we have a winner on the phone. Shelly, what is your last name?
Carlella.
Carlella. That starts with a K.
Shelly Carlella.
On your pretty legal name. Document, Shelly, you automatically win $500 for the free money.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh, but this is the big question, Shelly Carlella. Within the past 24 hours, have you posted free money for Kid Nation anywhere on social media?
No, sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, but $500.
Hey, that's still good. What are you going to do with that money, Shelly?
No, yeah, Christmas is coming up. Maybe we'll spend it for Christmas.
Isn't that
there you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was just telling Emma Kelly yesterday, it's going to be Halloween in a minute, and then you turn around and it's going to be Christmas.
Well, like the day after Halloween, I feel like people go get Christmas trees.
It's crazy. No,
Thanksgiving is what makes it sound real.
Way to go, Shelly.
Yay, Shelly.
Thank you. Thank you.
$500 for Shelly. Could have been $1,000.
It's all thanks to you, JC.
Could have been $1,000.
The S and the K.
The S and the K.
We do it every day, same time.
Yeah, we'll do it again tomorrow. Make sure you go to your social media and type in free money for Kid Nation.
Do it now.
That's $500. Why not?
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
Hey, real quick, we're giving away a trip to Live in the Vineyard. Now, this is a 3-day event in Napa that consists of a private exclusive winter-only acoustic concerts from Train, Megan Trainor, Echo Smith, Ingrid Michaelson, and many more. You'll get airfare for two on Southwest Airlines, 3 nights of accommodations at the Napa River Inn, 2 nights of performances, access to the Grand Wine Tasting, and a very intimate performance, food and wine tasting at Sutter Home with Matt Kearney, which is pretty cool right there.
Yeah.
You'd also get a brunch with health and wellness guru Joy Bauer.
Whoa. I like health and wellness and wine.
Yeah. I like wine.
And music. And Napa.
And speaking of Meghan Trainor, she has a new song today, real quick. Lips Are Moving.
I know you're lying, 'cause your lips are moving. Tell me, do you think I'm dumb? I might be young, but I ain't stupid. Talking around the circles with your tongue.
If you want to be a part of that, you can enter once a day. Bidding and registration ends at 7 Central Friday night. We also have a bonus trip that you can bid for with every dollar going to Kids Kids. You can go to kidnation.com to sign up or for bidding. And thank you, Meghan Trainor, for that new song about guys lying every time we move our lips.
You know what? You are so stalling right now.
Yeah,
I'm not. You are so stalling right now. You have this movie that you were in.
Your lips were on someone else.
Nah.
This movie you were in months ago, almost a year ago. And
yeah.
We've been trying to figure out. None of us know really what the movie's about. And,
I told you what it's about, Al.
Yeah, he's a gambler with a problem.
More specifically.
A bigger problem than just gambling.
The love scene. And how your wife reacted when she saw you on the screen with another woman.
So last year I got an email from a guy who raised enough money to do his first feature film.
Yeah.
Yay.
And he asked me if I would be willing to take part in the project.
Hell yeah. I know children listening. Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
And you said if there's a love scene, heck yeah.
No, I did not. I was so excited because I've always been intrigued by maybe acting. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how to go about it. I've wanted to do it. I didn't know. And this opportunity shows.
It just shows up.
It was fate.
It falls on my lap. And of course I took it. And that's when I found out that I was going to be playing a guy who happens to have a love interest in this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I asked my wife, Kinsey, if it would be okay, who was at that point about 8 months pregnant. And she said, reluctantly, sure.
Didn't she put a stipulation on it?
As long as she was not blonde.
That's it.
As long as the girl was not blonde, I was cool to do it.
So,
Kinsey knows I'm into blonde.
She dyed her hair. So, your co-star.
No, so she was not blonde, so I guess we were free to go. And
no harm, no foul.
Kinsey didn't watch you filming this, right?
No, I did not. She told me, whenever you film that love scene, I don't want to know.
Just get it over with.
Just get it over with. Don't mention it. We'll just move on with our lives, and then I'll see it on the movie.
And it happened to be
It was the first shot, and I came home that night, and I remember Kinsey was sitting on the bed, and she was reading some baby book.
Preggy Preggerson.
She had the book, like, resting on her stomach, and she looks up at me, and I just walked in with my backpack. Didn't make any faces or anything. She goes, tonight was the night, wasn't it?
She could tell. Smell it on you.
I don't know how she could tell.
Intuition, wife knows.
Yeah.
Kinsey, she's on the phone right now. How could you tell that that was the night that it happened?
Well, because you mistakenly put a picture on Instagram of a bed. When I'm pregnant and can't sleep good, I am on Instagram.
Men are so bad at hiding stuff.
It could have been just a scene where we're just chatting.
We're chatting
on a bed.
You don't have to worry about busting your man.
People.
We
don't
bust ourselves.
All right, so last night, excited. You got to go to a screening.
We had a nice little screening, and I took Kinsey because I just don't know how to go about these things. I don't know if she's supposed to see these scenes of me with another girl. It's awkward for me to see it.
Is this at a movie theater or someone's house? Or
no, he rented a space.
Okay.
And so he had a bunch of surround sound put in, and
just
then it was a
you?
Big screen. Yeah. Well, we had a bunch of people coming in. Some
of the other
friends,
actors?
A couple of the other people that were in the movie
was
came by.
She there?
No, she was not. The girl that co-starred was not there. She lives in L.A., so it was about 15 people.
Okay.
And I took my phone out, and I recorded a clip of Kinsey right before the movie started just to gauge how she felt, and this is what she said.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
So I'm nervous.
Are you sure?
I feel good because I had a couple drinks.
There you go.
So far, so good.
So far.
All right.
Can you hear the nervousness in my voice?
Mm-hmm.
You're nervous.
Al,
yeah,
I decided to take her for a couple drinks before we went to watch the movie.
Good job.
Now, here we go. I told Kinsey to be completely honest. I didn't want to know what she felt yesterday. So I said, when we talk about it on the show, if I sucked, if you were uncomfortable, if you hated the movie, whatever you feel, be completely honest. I'll be able to take it. I'm a man. And so, Kinsey, give us your assessment.
Yeah, I'm here.
Give us your assessment of this movie, please.
His performance,
okay.
Mainly.
It was really good. I came home and I was sitting there thinking before I fell asleep how my husband is like a real actor now and he's in a real movie. Like, I didn't think it was going to be very good, you know, very good picture or good acting. And it seemed like a real movie you would go to like the movie theater to pay to watch.
So you had low expectations for your husband.
That's good. Have low expectations. Okay, going in.
How was the love scene? How was he making love on camera?
It seemed pretty real.
Was it uncomfortable?
It was uncomfortable, but I didn't know the position they were going to be in.
Never mind.
She's trying to keep it clean for the children listening, Al.
So
I mean, like, you mean this is something that maybe you're familiar with? Is it a position maybe
what do you
that,
mean?
Yeah.
You know.
I don't want to answer that. That's so awkward, Kelly.
Yeah. How can we do this cleanly?
So what are you thinking?
Were you like, I don't even know this guy.
Let's just say JC's back was on the bed.
Okay. It was.
Oh, okay. So JC was staring at the ceiling.
I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was.
Weren't really prepared for that moment.
Because I knew when it was coming up and my stomach, that weird feeling in my stomach started happening,
yeah.
You know? And I'm trying not to. I wanted to laugh because a 15-year-old boy inside me wants to laugh at this because this is so stupid.
The 47-year-old woman in me is laughing right now.
and I had my hands on my legs, and I'm like, do I put my hand on her lap right now?
Yeah,
but it's weird
because
I'm like on the screen with another chick. Do I put my arm around her? Do I look
at
her?
That was my thing too. Uh huh.
Oh, that's awkward.
I was saying,
like, okay, should my leg be, like, pointed towards him, you know, like, my legs crossed towards him, or they should be crossed away from him? But if they're crossed away from him, are people going to look at me and think I'm mad?
Body language.
You know, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was just so nervous.
Kinsey, was there on-screen chemistry believable?
Yeah, it seemed real.
Yeah?
It seemed real to me.
Wow.
Did JC have good sexy face?
Yeah, but it, like they didn't. The way that they filmed it, they didn't really like zoom in on the faces, you know, like
right.
making
mm-hmm.
out or anything.
Yeah.
So it kind of seemed like, okay, well, I could just see that not being him.
Yeah.
You
like,
tried to pretend
think
it
about
wasn't.
It being somebody else. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was doing too.
But also, the opening scene is him and her laying in bed. I didn't know if that was going to be the sex scene or not.
Yeah.
And so I'm like sitting there thinking, okay, was that it? Like, or is there more? Or you know, I wasn't expecting all that. But they were also, like, in that first scene, you know, cuddling and, you know, baby talking and, you know, both kind of half naked. So I was like, wait, was that it or is there something else?
Yeah. Now, was that were you ad-libbing the baby talk, JC, or was that all scripted?
That was scripted. It was not baby talk.
Well,
talking.
What was it?
What do you mean?
Like, say,
well,
yeah. say your line.
Was your baby talk line.
Like, I'm glad you came home with me last night type thing. I wish you guys would.
Kinsey, did you ever say to yourself, man, he never does that with me?
No, I didn't say that.
Are you? Oh, now you can go home and recreate that scene.
That's
like a challenge
like
now.
It seems like you handled it well, Kinsey. It seems like you're fine.
Seems like it.
You know what's funny? It's that scene was going on, and in my head, I'm like, Kaysen, I'm talking to your mom. And in my head, I'm going, oh, my God. Hi, Kaysen.
Kaysen.
Peppa Pig.
Oh, he wants to watch Peppa Pig. Okay, never mind. In my head, I'm like, this is going entirely way too long. I thought it was only like supposed to be like 30 seconds.
Oh, no, it was so good. They kept it in.
It felt like 5 minutes. Just I was like, all right, we get the deal. We hooked up. Okay.
Only in the movies.
And it wouldn't stop. And everybody's staring at me. And I look behind me. And the director, Carlos, has his iPhone out. And he's taping Kinsey and I.
Yeah?
And he goes, just in case, we got to call the cops.
Because it was so hot.
And so,
Kinsey, obviously, not that impressed.
And so,
she's not even jealous.
Yeah, I'm so proud of my wife.
Yeah, she's chill.
And the nice thing she said about me, and she gets, the scene ends, and she puts her hands down on the couch, and she stands up, and she goes, well, that was not that bad. I'm going to go get a drink. So you liked it, babe?
Yeah, I really liked it, and I can't wait to go see it again, and I hope that everybody else goes and sees it, too.
I don't know if the cast should go see it. They're going to make fun of me.
No, we want to see you make love.
You've talked about it enough. We get to see it.
Hey, Kelly.
Come on over Friday, Kelly.
Hey, Kinsey, it's Mike. Well, do you have a second? Because I have to ask you a serious question.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday, on the air, if people missed it, Jenna was talking about going with JC to the movie, not knowing if you guys were going to be able to get a babysitter.
Right.
Well, he wanted someone from the show to go, and everyone is always busy.
Yeah.
Right after that, we got an email that kind of addressed some issues on the show, and I wanted to ask you for clarity how you feel about this. The email reads, this comment is about JC and Jenna.
Okay, continue.
The interaction between Jenna and JC on and off the radio disturbs me.
Oh, because she sees us off the radio all the time.
JC is a married man and should not be going to the movies with Jenna or without Kinsey at all.
That's right.
Oh,
also, Jenna should not be calling JC in the middle of the night because she is having a meltdown about her relationship with another man.
I'm sorry, I don't know when Jenna called me in the middle of the night.
I don't care if they say they are just work friends. This kind of behavior is never acceptable and only causes problems for the married man.
Oh, we're not even work friends.
Yeah.
Kinsey does not deserve this. Jenna needs to grow up and stop flirting with JC.
Oh, my gosh.
And JC needs to focus on his wife and kids more. Enough is enough. If I hear one more thing about Jenna and JC getting together, I've decided I will no longer listen to your morning radio program.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Well, I was taking Jenna to a t-shirt contest tonight, but I guess I won't now.
Great.
Oh, gosh.
So
what am I going to do now?
Is there rampant flirting?
That's what's so funny. So I'm like, Kelly flirts more with JC than I do. JC and I are like, bro, sis.
So, Kinsey, will you please respond to those
Kinsey,
accusations?
Yeah, Kinsey, I'm so sorry, Kinsey. Are you so upset?
I can't believe that. Like, where does this woman live? Who is she? You know, she's crazy. She is absolutely crazy. Where is it, like, 1950 where you can't have a friend that's a girl?
Kinsey, that's one of our former listeners.
Yeah, she said she was going to stop listening because of our relationship. It's so funny because I'm like, people want to hear friends hanging out on the show, and we are friends.
Wait a minute. Can somebody give me a knife? The sexual tension in this room is just killing me.
So you're hopping on the board now.
No, I'm just joking.
So you're not mad about the love scene or the rampant flirting with Jenna?
You cool with all the flirting, Kinsey?
All right, okay. Good.
No, I don't care.
I'm going to go give her a
friend.
I'm going to go give her a
back. You know why? Is it, Kinsey, is it because I'm a brunette now?
Oh, yeah. If you were blonde, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah. Well,
gosh. All right. Well, Kinsey approves.
Now that's over.
No, you're off the hook. You're a redhead, too.
Oh, thanks, Kinsey. Well, we all know how JC feels about redheads. Mm-hmm.
How many thumbs do you give me, babe?
Whoa.
How many what?
Thumbs.
Thumbs.
Three.
Three.
Oh, wow. I get an
She has an extra one. Yeah,
she does. Like, she
That's
does
why
have...
you married her, yeah.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
I went on Facebook last night because I have a lot of mixed emotions and feelings living. You know, we are based in Dallas, and it's just really a scary time for a lot of people. And we absolutely do not want to be contributing to fear, contributing to misinformation. But it's what everybody's talking about. Yep. So we just feel like we need to at least address what's happened in the last 24 hours real quickly. We know that Thomas Eric Duncan, it's been 8 days since he died, and the hospital where he was treated, a couple of nurses picked up on the Ebola virus. The first nurse, Nina Pham, she received blood from one of the original. Remember when the missionaries were over in Liberia?
Yeah, Camp Bradley.
Yeah, and he was able, they were the same blood type, and he survived it. So he donated his blood plasma to Nina's treatment, and she's been upgraded to good condition.
Oh, great.
And so she's in good spirit. She's feeling good. She's still quarantined. She's Skyping with her family every day. Her prognosis is looking great.
Good.
The second nurse, Amber Vinson, who was... A lot of people in the country turned on her very quickly. But then when you found out there's a little bit more to the story, people were mad at her for getting on a plane and when she was showing symptoms of the fever. And at first, the CDC came out and said she absolutely should not have gotten on that plane and potentially infected these other people, even with a low-grade, what was it, 99.4, 99.5 degree fever at the time. Come to find out, she called the CDC and said, look, this is what my temperature is.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only symptom I have. Am I okay to fly back home?
She did the right thing.
And they told her that she was their current threshold for what considered a temperature was 100.4.
Right. Okay.
I know when my daughter is sick, that's the threshold is 100. If your daughter's temperature is over 100, keep her home. Otherwise, send her to school.
Mm-hmm.
So she fell within what the CDC said was the guideline. She was not... I don't care. I'm going back home. And a lot of people thought that's what she was doing. But she called and got permission. Does that change your feeling? Some people are saying, well, she's still a nurse. She should have known better. Well,
they told her.
The Centers for Disease Control is telling her it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now they wrap her in a hazmat suit put her on a private jet, which is specially equipped to, you know, so nobody can be contaminated. Man, how your life can change in 24 hours.
Right.
Did you see her getting into that ambulance in Atlanta with people in hazmat suits meeting her? She's wearing a hazmat suit.
Or when they were at the airport and that one dude was the only guy not wearing a hazmat suit. Have you seen that picture?
Everybody else has on a hazmat. He's holding a clipboard.
Yeah, it's just okay, this is overkill is what he's thinking.
Right.
And a lot of people are maybe overreacting. The Frontier Airlines, what they have done, the plane that Ms. Vinson was on, they have ripped out the carpeting. They have ripped out the seat she was sitting in. They are going over and above because they know what a PR nightmare this is for Frontier. They're like, we are doing everything we can. They've notified all the passengers on the plane. The crew members who were on that flight, they're giving them 21 days paid leave because that's the the quarantine period. Mm-hmm. It's not their fault. They're like, we are doing everything we can. You know, because this, why did it have to be our plane is what they're thinking, right?
Well, they're doing the right thing.
And the people are going to such extreme measures. A couple of kids that were on that flight with Amber, their schools are closed down. Those two kids are being kept home for 21 days. You know, that's the incubation quarantine period. Another man who was on a Frontier flight later that same day, but may have been on the same plane, but not the same flight as Ms. Vines. They're shutting down the school where he worked, too, just in case. I mean, that's how extreme some people are panicking.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem here.
Yeah, it's a little bit
are getting a little bit now freaked out. And I think there's no need for that panic yet at all. I mean, yeah, I'm a little bit. Man, it makes you look. I'm not worried that I'm going to get it.
Makes you wonder, but
it's serious.
It is serious.
It could get out of hand, but it's okay.
But they're taking the measures now. It's like, okay, now we know what we're dealing with. I think now that I believe now they're going to take up so much measures and we're overreacting that it's going to keep it from becoming a pandemic.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were sending me Shepard Smith's link. Shepard Smith from Fox News is just trying to calm everybody down.
I love Shepard Smith.
We don't have widespread panic in America. We should not have it. We don't have an outbreak. We have two sick people from one dying man. And the rest of this should stop because it's not productive. And it's not worth ratings and it's not worth politics. And we all need to stop it because someday there may be a real panic. Someday something may start spreading that they can't control. And then you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to relax and listen to leaders. We're not going to panic when we're supposed to, and we're certainly not going to panic now. We have to stop it.
See, and he's in a tricky spot because he is a newsman.
Yeah.
You remember when that flight disappeared and every time you turned on the news for 3 weeks, there's more. They had
nothing. Got a ping.
But that's what they do. They jump on these stories.
Right. Still
nothing. But they finally have, you know, Ebola comes along and he's like, you know, the media is contributing to the panic and it's a lot of misinformation.
I love how calm he sounded.
Oh, he is, because think about it. Two nurses, one dying man. He's right, because look at all the when Mr. Duncan was at his most violently ill. All those people that were in that apartment with him, none of them have gotten it.
They're all clear.
They've said clear. That 71% of people who've had close contact with a victim in past studies haven't gotten sick, so they think some people are naturally immune.
Right. When he went to that hospital and they sent him home the first time, by the way, they can't apologize anymore. They've issued an apology. But at the time, somebody shows up with a fever, you've been to Liberia, they sent him home. All those people that were in the emergency room with him that day, all those people that came in contact, nobody. You know, think about this vast scope of people who truly could have been exposed and have never gotten it. So I think there's some comfort that we should think about that.
Sure.
They had a town hall meeting in the city because things are getting a little bit out of control. And Dr. Robert Haley, he's with the Dallas County Medical Society, and he, you know, talked about the risk in the United States.
I believe strongly, and I think all the informed people believe, we are not going to have an epidemic of Ebola because we have an organized health system. We have an organized public health system. If another case comes, it will be identified, and anybody exposed will be surveilled, and it'll be contained, and it will not spread. The conditions in West Africa are completely different than here. So we're not going to have an epidemic. So you don't want to go, you know, doing things that are very disruptive to travel and commerce when there's really no need to do that.
I mean, saying live your life, basically. Don't believe the movie. We see these movies where one sneeze in slow motion on a plane and suddenly the whole population's being wiped out.
That's a movie.
This is real life.
We basically have, for this, a best case scenario, we have it cornered. We know where it came from.
Yeah.
We
know able to track
right.
people.
So that's the good part.
So we're not wanting to contribute to the panic at all. And we have the local news anchor, John McKay with WFAA. He hosted this town hall meeting, and he explained why he thinks the whole situation is getting blown out of proportion.
Personal opinion. I think a lot of the stuff that you're watching on television today is just absolute garbage. I mean, I see a lot of material that... I mean, I see a lot of the material that is on the air, particularly on the cable channels, is absolutely not even remotely close to being accurate. It's just a means of getting you to watch television.
Right. Hmm. There you go.
He's absolutely right. People are jumping on theories and, you know, cameras set up. It's crazy.
Sensationalism.
Right. So we want to take a positive approach to it. I mean, I'm not going to live in fear. I don't think any of us is really concerned about it here. And we don't want to contribute to more fear. And in fact,
I want to recognize
there's
it,
a big
still.
Movement right now. We really need to be supporting the nurses who are putting themselves in mm-hmm. the front lines and dealing with these Ebola patients. This is something new in our country.
Yeah.
And Nina Pham and Ms. Vinson, who at first I think was being vilified, is now being like, oh, she's not an insensitive person like you thought. She was doing her job. I mean, that's scary. Can you imagine being a nurse being told you're walking into a room with one of the most highly contagious, potentially fatal diseases? Go in there.
And she
did it.
Yeah.
And we should be supporting our nurses. And that's why this new hashtag support the scrubs campaign is going on right now. And I know that the expenses, like, I know the hospital where Nina Pham's being treated, where she contracted the virus, they're paying for all of her medical expenses, but they're not paying for other expenses. Like, she's not getting an income right now.
Right.
And so some friends of hers have started a fund trying to raise money for her.
We have the link at kidnation.com for the fund. GoFundMe.
Yeah, it's more than $60,000 right now, because she's going to have expenses that come out of this for a long time.
Sure.
I'm sure something's going to be set up for Ms. Vinson as well. So we want to support the nurses.
Yeah.
Support the scrubs.
Love on a nurse.
Man, when I was in the hospital, you know how many times I saw my doctor?
How many?
Maybe 5 minutes. Yeah. There. But, you know, the nurses are there every day. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
the doctors come in.
You,
the
man.
Doctors are the heroes. The doctors are the gods of the hospital. But it's the nurses that are there in the trenches mm-hmm. wiping your butt and, you know, putting up with that and putting their lives at risk.
That was part of the reason why I wanted to go to nursing school, because my grandpa was a doctor and he wanted me to be a doctor. And I said, well, noticing you going to work, I see that the nurses have way more interaction with the people, and that's what it's about if you want to get into that field.
Yeah.
You want to interact with people and help, and that's what the nurses do.
Makes or breaks your hospital experience. I mean, I remember I loved my nurse. When I had Emma Kelly and I had the C-section, I was there for 4 days. There was only one nurse that she didn't do anything wrong, but she just wasn't as warm to me as the others, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, but I remember those nurses that... the first one that gave me a bath.
Mm-hmm.
You know how
hold your hand and talk
hold
to
your
you.
Hand and help yeah. you go to the bath. I mean, these are the times in life when you're your weakest. These are the women and men who hold your hand and get you through that. So let's not be blaming them for contracting this virus. It's not their fault.
No.
And Ms. Vinson did what she thought was right. She took the necessary precautions. She was self-monitoring. She called the CDC, and they're the ones you should be angry at.
They
not
said, go
her.
Ahead and fly. And she followed directions.
Yep. Yeah. Love on a nurse today.
Yeah.
I'm going to love on a nurse today.
Me too.
Stephanie has a good point. Stephanie, what did you want to tell us?
I just wanted to bring to light, just like how Kelly was saying, like, we're not trying to create a pandemic, but at the same time, like, everyone seems to want to have forgotten that this is not the first time, like, a big virus has come into America and caused a pandemic. It wasn't too long ago that we suffered through H1N1, and that killed off people within 3 days, little kids, adults, everybody. And it was a big pandemic for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
And then after so long, it died off. And it's like everyone has seemed to have forgotten about that now that the Ebola virus is now the big thing. But what I'm saying is we got through H1N1. That killed people. People died day in, day out.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to get through this because we've gotten through a lot of stuff. And people just, like you said, need to stop panicking, stop watching these crazy TVs on, mm-hmm. shows on TV. Like, I'm one of those people. Like, at first, because I'm into this show called The Strain, I was like, oh my goodness, it's the end of days. It's over. But then I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I'm still getting up every morning going to work. I'm still getting up taking my kids to school. Everything has still functioned. Now, the moment that they say all transportation has been cut off,
then you can start.
Wait for that day. Well, like Jenna said, the common flu kills more people in this country than this. So let's stop. We're not going to contribute to the fear. We want to contribute to the support and the love that we have for our nurses. That's the measure we're going to take.
Keep on living your life.
Agreed.
Just wash your hands a little bit more. And
if you have a fever, you should be staying home anyways.
Right.
Sick.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, what is it, like 100.4 they're saying?
100.4. Yeah, love on a nurse today. Maybe this weekend. Go out to the club. Find your nurse.
Thanks for that update, Kelly Raspberry.
Hey, you know what? We have to talk about it, but I know a lot of people are like, we don't want to hear it anymore, but that's our show.
Should I bring a thermometer out with me and just take people's temperature and be like, I can't hang out with you
tonight. They have those news you just rub across
the forehead.
No, it's so cool.
They're
you just
so
rub
fancy.
It across the forehead. And it's more sanitary.
Instead of, can I buy you a drink? You just ask a girl, hey, baby, can I take your temperature? Boom.
Or a rectal thermometer.
No, don't do that.
I still use those.
The most accurate
those are the most accurate.
Yeah.
You use that?
Yeah. It's the most accurate.
I'm not taking
you
that to
use
the court.
That
I use it.
On yourself or your baby?
On myself and my babies have different
you
ones.
You seriously do that?
We all have our own.
JC.
Are you kidding
me? I've done it since I was a kid. That's all I know.
JC demonstrates his rectal thermometer next. The Kid Craddock
Are you
Morning
serious?
Show.
You didn't know that? It's fine.
Why would I know that you use a rectal thermometer? That doesn't come up.
I'm sorry for bringing it up. That's it again. Jenna was joking, and that's one of those stories
it's
you
fine.
Shouldn't share.
It's okay to have
you're
a rectal thermometer, people.
You're an adult.
Why would you choose to do that when you have a perfectly good mouth?
I know.
Why
my
would
mouth
you
is...
choose to do that?
But it's more accurate.
Yeah,
down
my
there.
Mouth doesn't give an accurate reading.
My mouth might deceive me.
As long as you don't use the same
does
one.
Does Kenzie use an oral one?
Yeah, Kinsey's not into the rectal.
Do you have them clearly labeled in
your
house?
Yeah, do not mix
yes,
them up.
Yes, we do have it. I have
do
one.
Not...
The bag has my name on it for mine, and Kaysen has his own, and Chloe has her own. Kinsey doesn't want to take part in our rectal club.
Good. Shocking. I wouldn't. Don't tell
it's
that.
It's not that bad, that. Kelly. Don't it's just
pretend,
a rectal thermometer.
Pretend that
it's,
didn't
it's
happen.
It's medical. It's Jenna said it herself. It's the most
it
accurate.
Is.
But how far off could it possibly be? 0.1, 0.2?
You know, I don't.
I mean, what is the big difference?
It's just easier.
You you feel bad. You put the thermometer in your mouth. Maybe it's 100.3. Maybe your butt would be 100.5. Does it really make that much of a difference?
Maybe I don't know. I mean, I have a cold mouth, so and a warm butt.
What if I just drank a glass of milk or something?
Then wait 30 or 45 minutes
I
to take
can.
Your temperature.
Oh, my God.
When I can just lay on my couch and chill.
Do you make Kenzie take it, or do you
no,
do
I,
it?
I can do it myself.
You just got to lay on stomach down, though.
Yeah, you lay stomach down.
What if you forget?
Sometimes you can put a flag on it, and it's like the landing on the moon. It's fun. You can have fun with it.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
And we get to read liners ourselves from time to time.
We do.
For different radio shows and stations.
Yeah. And yesterday... Apparently, Jenna was requested to be the sexy one in the studio. Because it didn't say for Kelly or Al or JC to be sexy.
No, apparently one DJ is infatuated with Jenna. And he wanted a straight read, but he also wanted that sexy read. And
sexy.
Only her... What was the, did he put that raspy voice? What did he say? I forget how he worded it.
I forgot how he worded it. But basically what a liner is us reading something for our show. So we'll say you're listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show and this is what's happening around town or
blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
And I have no context for why it was me singled out and sexy and the liners in particular.
Well, that's raspy voice.
No, that's great if you like my voice. I just wasn't sure why these lines. It's not like I was doing a commercial for a strip club.
No.
It was just regular old liners and it's awkward. When you have to do it in front of your coworkers,
come
and they're
by the
judging
pumpkin
you.
Patch.
Yeah,
you celebrate the holidays. At
buy
the pumpkin
one,
patch.
Get one.
And we're a very supportive bunch.
You are.
We support each other.
You want to hear how
you don't laugh uncontrollably?
You want to hear how supportive we are? Here is Jenna making it sexy.
Please provide two different reads: normal, breathy, sexy. Thanks, Jenna.
What? Okay.
All right, sexy time.
Sexy time.
Sexy now.
Very nice. High five.
High five.
Put this down for 7C tomorrow.
That was a very sexy time with your Jenna.
Sexy line, Jenna.
Oh, gosh. You're in the mix with DJ AC.
More
sexy.
You gotta go low.
Yeah.
They don't
the
want
mix.
It that unnatural.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Okay,
you're
all right.
Sexy.
Okay,
slow
bye.
Right.
Sexy, girl.
Let me show you how to be sexy.
Okay.
You're in the mix with DJ AC.
They want to send that to him.
So I have to do comically sexy?
No, like sexy, like for real.
All right.
This is a DJ who wants his sexy.
Okay. Ray that he uses that. That's hilarious.
You can't use it, Ack.
You're in the mix with DJ AC.
Oh!
Much better,
that's
Jenna.
That's pretty sexy right there.
It's Saturday Night Remix with AC.
Give me a little look.
It's Saturday Night.
Don't make a
remix.
Growl.
Then go, ugh.
Ugh.
It's Saturday Night, the remix with AC. It's the Friday Night Dance Party with AC. DJ AC.
Was it good for you?
Yeah,
it's good.
All I right. need a cigarette now.
See?
That was Jenna making
laughing,
it sexy right there.
Laughing. I know. Do you think DJ AC's just using these for like personal use?
Yeah, for yeah. sure.
Ringtones?
I think but, it's quite yeah. obvious.
But, you know, my girl, I was doing something the other day, and I had to put on some work gloves. I keep a pair of work gloves in the side pocket of my truck.
Yeah.
And so I put on these work gloves, and she just looked at me. When her eyes got kind of big, she goes, "That's sexy." I'm like, "What?"
Sometimes
like
you guys
work
have,
gloves.
You guys
like,
have no idea when you're doing something, and we just find it so sexy.
I'm like, really? Work gloves are sexy?
So weird.
All right, I'll start wearing them all the time, man.
Yeah.
I've always told you, a man that can do something, like yeah. fix something, hang a shelf, anything, that mm-hmm. implies that
Dude.
You're good with your hands. Wearing
yeah.
those gloves even implies it.
Yeah.
Just
walk around with a power tool.
My Ooh. Wife told me the most turned on she's been in the last 2 years was when I took apart the garbage disposal. And took out the shrapnel in there and then put it back together.
I'm telling you, well, you didn't have your shirt on.
Love that.
Oh yeah, well, I'm down there. I'm all sweaty. I think I got plumber's crack going on.
I love a sweaty. As long as he's sweaty because he's been doing something active, not like he's just like has the meat sweats or something. No, like a sweaty guy that smells like he just played golf or worked out in the gym and sweaty. I think that's such a turn on. I know, Kelly, you think that's gross. I think sweaty's hot.
Like, no, it's sweaty, but I don't want to touch on it.
Like slightly burnt
meat.
Oh, depends how sweaty.
I like to see a girl drinking a beer out of a bottle.
Oh,
that
is sexy.
To me, that is
you?
Sexy.
And
that's
if she's
sexy to me.
If she's wearing one of those baseball caps that's fitted with the ponytail in the back.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
sexy.
She got the little hole in the back. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Big Al.
Yeah.
What's the sexiest thing that I do?
If
I had to do
you just,
one.
When you just did it, when you just bounce up and down. No. Let me see.
All right.
You know what? When you.
Okay. Hold on now. You make sure you do it
no.
right, okay?
Okay, all right.
There's something that stands out?
Yeah.
There's got to be something, Al.
Yeah.
What is it?
Thinking.
It's just, when
you
make me laugh.
In a sexy voice?
When you make me, because Kelly, you, I think you're really funny.
That's a cop out.
I love that.
No,
what
that
in particular?
Is, because by and large, a lot of women aren't that funny. I'm not trying to be sexist. Yeah. But when Kelly makes me laugh, I think that's really
funny.
Hot. I think that's really hot. Sometimes I'll be like, baby, tell me a joke. I mean, not Kelly, baby, but baby, you know. Okay, I'm going to shut up now.
What about me?
No, I'm very
do I do anything sexy,
yeah.
Al?
Yeah, what does Jenna do
What's
that's
the sexiest
sexy?
Thing about Jenna?
Jenna, the sexiest thing that Jenna does. See, I'm going to put me on the spot.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, go ahead, Al.
Jenna, let's see.
Don't
see, this is what I'm trying to think of things that aren't traditionally
right.
sexy.
You shared a kiss with this woman. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, Jenna,
What do you get?
The thing,
non-traditional sexy.
Yeah,
yeah. Come on,
I mean, traditional's fine, too.
You pick something at this point. This is now getting
anything,
awkward.
Anything, Al.
Anything, Al.
Let's
okay.
see.
All right. Hey.
Wow, that's painful.
I mean, that, you spray tan well.
That's not.
I haven't even done that in like a month and a half or two.
You better go get your sexy on then.
You spray town well?
Yeah.
That's the sexiest thing you think
Thanks
Jenna
a lot,
does?
Al. I have something written down.
All right,
you.
Mr. Smarty Pants, JC, you think
yeah, you
something
go
sexy
the
about
room.
Jenna since y'all obviously have this ongoing thing.
I'm not allowed to mention Jenna
causing,
we're going to lose a listener.
Yeah. You're causing listeners to leave the show. It's so inappropriate.
Yeah, for how inappropriate they think our flirting is, no one compliments me.
Come on,
very much.
JC. What's sexy about Jenna?
Something sexy about Jenna?
That's not yeah. traditionally sexy.
Not,
see, because, you know, Jenna wears, you know, she's fashionable, but that's sexy. That's traditionally sexy. We're going the opposite.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Something sexy
about
Jenna.
So what's something I did that's like gross and hot?
All right.
Do I gross you out so much it's a turn on?
You know, it's extremely sexy that you get that Botox in your armpit and you don't sweat ever.
Okay, now you're just trying to be funny.
You guys, come on.
I'm trying to think.
Is there some like
well,
way
okay
she... Is there something like a way she turns her hair
told
or her,
you about
the way she says a word?
Yeah, anything?
Anything.
I think that weird cold stare you do sometimes.
The weird cold stare.
Oh,
the dead hooker?
The dead hooker's pretty sexy.
You like dead hooker face?
Just the way Jenna does it, though.
I've mastered that.
She did. When she's just kind of standing there, and she just goes cold.
Yeah, like cold, but my eyes are still like...
Yeah, look at that thing. That's,
okay, I guess I can see where you think that's
okay, ladies.
I
can't believe you don't have anything.
Okay, ladies.
That was good.
What do we do?
The working out sweaty thing, which is hot. When JC carries my luggage, because I've said any guy carrying my luggage. Mm-hmm. Al, when you change my tire,
oh, okay.
I thought that was so hot. When a guy does something, we brought that
pretty
up.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like if a guy's a generous tipper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When he kind of takes charge, or if he's just a generous tipper.
Right. Not in a flashy way.
Not in a flashy, in a subtle way. Hey, I got this, everyone, but just in a real subtle way. That's a turn on for me. It's like a responsibility thing.
Or when Jenna tries to sing, because she's not very good. But when she tries to sing and she really, really tries to sing, or she's rapping, it's sexy.
Oh, just wait till tomorrow.
Your rapping is sexy, Jenna.
Your confidence in your ability to sing.
Jenna, knowing
that you can,
I don't have a choice.
Do it with joy.
If we could videotape Jenna when she sings or raps, she does this weird, cute little bounce.
See, now all the now look at all these examples
there you go.
Of sexy coming
I did
out.
One. There you go, Al.
There you go. So what do we do?
Yeah, Kelly?
I just said.
Jenna gave us
Kelly, I'm just asking Kelly.
Well, it's really sexy when JC takes his shirt off.
Yep.
Well, that's traditionally, though.
Oh, traditional. You know what I like, Al? Sometimes, like, when you just come, like, if we're at an event or something, and you
don't
do it a lot.
And you don't show up.
But when you actually show up for one.
Yes.
But when you come and check on me and make sure I'm all right. Like, you just check on me. That's a big deal.
I know.
But if you're not all right, you know he's going to put you in a car next to the hot dog stand.
He hasn't done a lot. But, like, I have one time I had a really bad run-in with a fan one time. It was... Well, not a fan of mine. She went off on me and was, you remember this, Al? And a group of girls, and I was leaving the next day. I was driving to South Carolina on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
I cried the whole way to South Carolina. She hurt my feelings so bad. In front of a group of women, we were just talking. She got in my face. I can't stand you. And I'm like, well, I said, I admire that you're brave enough to say this to my face, is what I said. And then Al, like, took care of me the rest of the night. And I thought it was very sweet. Aww. Very sexy.
Yeah.
I think it's sexy, Al, when that guy tried to put his hand down my wife's pants and then you went home with him.
Hmm?
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was my ride, dog. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.